T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 19 degrees at 6:30 on this Friday morning. A billionaire New Yorker is considering a jump into the 2020 presidential race.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is taking a step towards a 2020 Democratic presidential campaign by filing to get on the primary ballot in Alabama. Alabama is not among the first states with a presidential contest, but does have a Friday deadline to get on the ballot. Bloomberg had initially ruled out a presidential bid, but a statement from his political advisor says Bloomberg is increasingly concerned the current field of candidates is not well positioned to defeat President Trump. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas 1st District Congressman Roger Marshall is not pleased with House Democrats pushing the inquiry.
You're talking about undoing the votes of 63 million people who voted for President Trump, and that process should be held to a very high standard. I think that every American deserves a fair and due process. The process has been anything but fair. They've done it in secret. They're not allowing the president to have counsel. They're not allowing the president or Republicans to call witnesses or subpoena documents.
Marshall believes the president has a case on the merits as well.
A 56-year-old Northeast Kansas man has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of his 4-year-old granddaughter. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi announced Timothy Wayne Funk, Sr. of Silver Lake, was charged in the July death of Brandy Funk. Brandy of Beatrice, Nebraska. She died July 23rd at a Silver Lake home. Authorities did not release any further information Thursday.
A grand jury has indicted 4 men in connection to the murder of a sheriff's deputy in California. Funeral services were held for the deputy this week. Prosecutors and members of law enforcement in the area are angry.
El Dorado County Sheriff's Deputy Brian Ishmael was killed while responding to a call about stolen marijuana at a home. Eastern California U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott says the man living at the home was making money, allowing 2 illegal aliens from Mexico to tend an illegal marijuana grow on his property. Sheriff's officials couldn't talk to the 2 Mexicans, though, because of California sanctuary law, the Values Act.
I don't find it to be a California value that we deny federal law enforcement the ability to work hand-in-hand with their local law enforcement partners in determining who the heck are 2 guys from Mexico who just killed the deputy sheriff.
Scott said the black market for marijuana is thriving after voters legalized it for recreational use. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Turns out when it comes to school shootings, the warning signs are usually there.
Most of the students who commit deadly school attacks were bullied, had a history of disciplinary trouble, and their behavior concerned others but wasn't reported. That's according to a study of 41 school attacks by the Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center, starting with the 1999 Columbine High School massacre in Colorado. The research is intended to train school officials and police on how to better identify students who may be planning an attack and how to stop them. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
National Philanthropy Day is a chance to recognize and pay tribute to people in the community who are helping to make a difference.
The Wichita chapter will celebrate those who have been nominated and selected from our community a week from today during a luncheon at the Hyatt Regency. Haley Croson is being recognized as this year's outstanding new professional. She says it's about giving back to a cause you can be passionate about.
It's not hard to give of yourself, and so I think really that everybody can do it no matter what kind of career they have. It's easy to get started, and it's fun, and it keeps you going, something that I hope to never give up.
To register for the morning workshop and luncheon hosted by Steve and Ted from KNSS, or to learn more about the Association of Fundraising Professionals, you can click on the link in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday we got to 43 for the high in Wichita. We'll be about 5 degrees warmer this afternoon, but south winds will kick in and be a bit gusty this afternoon. Our high 48, clear, low 30s tonight. Sunny with a big warm-up Saturday. Tomorrow's high 70. Cooler Sunday as a strong front moves in. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy. It's cold out there, 19 degrees. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Juul Labs says it will halt sales of its best-selling mint-flavored electronic cigarettes. The company says the move is in response to new research. Studies released this week showed that mint was the most popular vaping flavor among many high school students who use e-cigarettes. Federal officials are expected to soon release their plans to remove most vaping flavors from the market to combat the surge in underage vaping. After stopping mint sales, Juul will only sell menthol and tobacco flavors. Southern Illinois authorities say a man was seriously injured when he spent a night trapped in a tree he'd scaled to escape an attacking dog. The Belleville Fire Department says a woman heard the 38-year-old man calling for help yesterday morning, found him stuck about 4 feet off the ground in a tree.
You say you don't have to go far up to get away from a dog.
Yeah, he was 4 feet off the ground in Belleville's Bicentennial Park. Well, the man told firefighters who rescued him after about 11 hours in the tree.
Why did he have to be rescued 4 feet off the ground?
Stand by.
Is there more? Okay.
Stand by.
these are my questions.
Yeah,
all
I know.
Right.
I saw that too. He climbed into the tree Tuesday night after the dog chased him, but his knee became lodged in a fork in the tree. And it trapped him there.
Okay.
And when they finally got him out, I guess his knee was pretty boogered up. He had to go to the hospital and get treated for that.
All right.
Yeah. So what do? You know, he's just a big dog chasing around. You go up a tree, right?
I guess that's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm. I met a friend who we were at a party when we were party one night, and he came running up the walk, and he said, I think he was a little inebriated. He was shouting that dogs were chasing him, and he finally went up a tree, but there were no dogs around. So.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those were phantom dogs. Today is Friday.
Is that one of those apocryphal stories? Is that you?
No.
Are you telling a story about yourself?
No. Okay. I'm not going to name any names.
All right, okay.
This gentleman still lives in town, and he could be embarrassed.
Oh, gotcha.
Although this guy wouldn't be embarrassed over anything. Anyway, he's running around. There's dogs! I hear dogs! Today is the November 8th, 2019. On this date in 1972, the premium cable TV network HBO Home Box Office made its debut with a showing of the movie Sometimes a Great Notion. HBO, 72. I know I didn't have cable at my house in 72. When did we get cable around here?
Oh, very late 70s, I think, was kind of when Wichita started getting that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go.
And it was a big deal.
HBO. Had to pay extra for it.
You sure did? We still do.
We still do. Yeah. All right. The slam of a courtroom door has led to time in the slammer for a Virginia woman. The Virginian Pilot reports Sonia Gaston went to a Virginia Beach courtroom Wednesday to support her boyfriend in a probation violation case when 20-year-old Tyrese Lavelle McEachern was sentenced to 90 days in jail. The 18-year-old Gaston slammed one of the double wooden doors as she left the courtroom. Gaston returned to the courtroom to pick up a binder that had been left behind, and that's when Circuit Judge Stephen Mahan called her to the defense table to explain her behavior.
Oh, my.
She responded that she was angry.
Okay.
Okay.
She was honest.
Yeah, but for her outburst, Gaston was found in contempt of court and sentenced to 10 days in jail. Don't slam the door in the courtroom.
Wow.
6:37 now, Steve and Ted, and we were talking yesterday.
Now she's really angry.
Talking yesterday about the inductees to the National Toy Hall of Fame. And Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers is with us this morning from New York to tell us who got in there. Hi, Tanya. Who were the winners this time around?
Hey, well, it looks like we've got three new inductees to the Toy Hall of Fame this year. The Matchbox Cars is one of them, the coloring book, and the collectible card game Magic the Gathering.
Okay, so I'm familiar with the first two, but I don't know what Magic the Gathering is. Can you know anything more about that?
It is a fantasy game. It is kind of like Dungeons and Dragons, that sort of thing, if you kind of can sort of look at that realm of sort of games. It was introduced in 1993. It's pretty popular. They've had a book series, electronic games, a Netflix series. So
do you actually play yourself, Tanya?
I don't. Not that one.
And well, the other one was the Matchbox cards. My son had those. And what was it? What was the third one?
The coloring book.
Oh, shoot. There you go. You would think that would be a shoe-in. Years ago, they should have done that, right?
You would. I mean, some of these that have been, you know, like the perpetual nominees, you could just say, oh, wow, that should be in there by now.
Mm-hmm.
The Top is another one that was nominated this year that's not gotten in yet.
Mm.
The Care Bears. I don't know how many years in a row I've done this story, and it seems like the Care Bears are always these. I think they're like the Susan Lucci of the Toy Hall of Fame.
The Care Bears, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, two of the toys I'm thinking about when I was a kid that are absolutely useless. I wonder if they're in there. Yeah, the Slinky. Did the Slinky ever get in? I think it did.
I'm pretty sure it did, yes. Slinky is in.
Stupid toy.
And what was the other one?
That's a sketch.
Oh, yeah, that's in.
It is, really? Boy, I just thought those were terrible toys.
No, those are in. The yo-yo, the
sure.
dominoes, Crayola crayons,
yep.
The hula hoop, Twister. Yeah. Even the Nintendo Game Boy is in. So if you
okay.
want more,
well, that's like, yeah, more modern. Did you ever play?
Yeah, and then they've got stuff that are you know, like sort of outside the you know, they're kind of like imagination toys, like the cardboard box and
the
stick.
Oh yeah, the cardboard box. We were wondering about that yesterday. That was a great toy. Sticks. Did you ever play Twister? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Good way to break the ice at an adult party, too, I guess, playing Twister.
It is. It is also, like, you know, a wonderful substitute for yoga. If you can't
there you go.
Get to your yoga class, you know, you could try that.
Probably best played after a couple of martinis, but there you go, huh?
That may affect your balance, but yes, I guess so.
Thank you, Tanya. We appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with the Toys in the Hall of Fame. It's 6:40 with Steve and Ted. Time for the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex Thursday closed mostly positive, with the best gains being in the feeder cattle futures. There were also some contracts that scored new highs for the latest move to the upside yesterday, and at midday, there was still no cash cattle sales reported in the southern plains. Steer and heifer average carcass weights were higher compared to a year ago and also compared to a week ago. The lean hogs continued their roller coaster trading as they traded and closed mostly positive yesterday. The December live cattle yesterday were unchanged at $119. January feeders $1.35 higher at $145.77. And December lean hogs down 47 cents at $64.30. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all made new lows for the week Thursday, but the soybeans closed positive. After the close yesterday, there was a report that China and the U.S. want phase one deal on paper by the end of next week. At the moment, December Casey wheat's down a penny at 4.23¾. December corn also down a penny at 3.74¼, with January soybeans down 0.75 at 9.35¾. December crude oil trading 90 cents lower at 56.25. December gold's down $8.50 at 1,457.90. December S&P up a quarter of a point at 30.86¼, with December Dow Jones futures holding 20 points higher at 27,687. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, the topic yesterday and today a little bit, we're talking about toys and toys in the Hall of Fame. Do you have a favorite toy when you were a child?
I can't really think of a favorite one, but I can think of one that you would really frown upon today. Yeah. My grandmother used to let us play with old D-sized batteries.
Really?
Yes. And we found all kinds of things. You know, you use your imagination. You made them like feed bunks that you was feeding your cattle at and stuff like that.
You didn't feed the batteries to the cattle, did you?
No, we made them look like they was feed bunks.
Feed bunks. What's a feed bunk?
That's where you put the cattle feed in.
Oh, okay.
The cattle come up to eat at.
I see. And you made those out of D batteries, huh?
Yes.
All right. I guess that's good enough.
Oh, this is the greatest story I've ever heard. I love this.
The T batteries? Well, you know, you don't have a lot. You probably didn't have a lot, like me when I was a kid. You know, sticks and dirt's about all I had to play with. You know, if I had some D batteries, that'd be super. It'd be good if you were involved in a clod fight. Ever been in a clod fight?
Yes.
A little dangerous.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Every now and then in those clod fights we used to have, a rock would get in there somehow, you know. So, all right. We don't recommend any of this for you kids out there. Thank you, Tom, for being with us today. 6:43, Steve and Ted. On the way, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Are you prepared for a recession? It's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.